Mishnah Yud Aleph, three different parts to this Mishnah, each teaching a different law. Firstly, number one, Arba Achim, there are four brothers. Nisun Arba Noshin, they are married to four different women, and all four of the brothers die. It might be at the same time, it might be one after the other. The point is that the remaining brothers who are surviving now have four different Yevamos from four different husbands who have fallen to them to do Yivam or Chalitza. Now we're going to learn in the second part of this Mishnah that when it comes to lots of women who come from the same husband, let's say you've got just one man who dies and he had three wives, so it's forbidden to do Yibam on more than one of the wives. There's only one Yibam or Chalitza per man who died. So in general, once you've done Yibam on one wife, it is forbidden to do anything else with the other wives, and they can now go marry somebody else. However, in this case, since each Shemeres Yovam fell from a different husband, Im Rotza Godosh Bahem Liyavim is Kulam, if the oldest Yovam wanted to do Yibam with all of the wives, all four of them, since they each come from a different husband, Harashus B'yodai, the permission is in his hand, and he may do so. Part 2. Mishay Anosu Lishtei Noshim. If there was one man who was married to two women, Vomes, and then he died, Bi'osay Chalitzosa Shal Achas Me'en Peteres Tarasa. If one of the women have relations, that's referring to Yibum, or if she does Chalitza with a Yovam, that exempts her Tzara, the other wife who is married to that same man. And so her Tzara is now free to marry somebody else without receiving neither Yibum nor Chalitza. And this is learnt from Pesukim. Alright, and the third part of the Mishnah teaches that Hoysa Achas Ksheir of Achas Psula, if one of the wives of that man was valid and permitted to marry a Kohen, and one of the wives was invalid to marry a Kohen. For example, if she was a divorcee from a different husband, says the Mishnah, if the man was going to do Chalitza, the Yovam, then Chalitza Psula, he should do Chalitza to the woman who is already forbidden to marry a Kohen. Because since Chalitza invalidates the woman from marrying a Kohen, it is better that he does the Chalitza on a woman who is already forbidden to marry a Kohen, in order not to close off that option for the woman who is still allowed to marry a Kohen. Whereas Imahyam Yabim, if he was going to do Yibum, then Miyabim Laksheira, then he can do Yibum even to the woman who is still allowed to marry a Kohen. She could do it with either woman, because Yibum does not invalidate her from marrying a Kohen. It's specifically Chalitza which does that, and therefore when it comes to Chalitza, it is preferable that he should do Chalitza with a woman who is already invalid to marry a Kohen.